ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Well, Bologna gets the ball to start this final quarter as they lead 39-37. Caleb Barrow will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. He leaves the sideline, and now it will be Landon Hill inbounding it. And he gets it in to Neely on the right wing, and we are back underway. Neely dribbles up to the top, gives it there to Moran. Now over on the left side to Hill. Now he'll give it to Koontz, who goes into the lane. His layup was blocked by David Waymire. Mountain Home comes up with the ball. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Throws across court to Bashir's on the right wing. Now gives it to Waymire, trying to avoid the double team, and he's going to be fouled. A one-on-one's going to come up, I think, for David Waymire, as that was the seventh team foul against Valonia. Austin Koontz picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 7 against Valonia. Again, this is a 1-1 for David Waymire. He struggled a little bit from the free throw line tonight. He's got 18 points so far this evening. First free throw here is up and in, though, and that gives him the bonus and also gives Mountain Home a chance to tie this game back up. We are 30 seconds into this final period as Waymire's second shot is up. It's good. He gets both. He now has 20. We're tied at 39. Here is Barrett with the ball up the top for the Eagles. Throws over to Hill on the left side. Now to Moran. That's near the corner. He has it. He drills out a little more to the wing. Now goes a little closer to the top. Gives it to Hill. Over on the left side it goes to Barrow. Barrow dribbling down towards the lane. He's going to try for the reverse layup. Was well far into the basket, but he draws contact and will head to the charity stripe with 7:03 left playing the game. David Waymire picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 3 in the second half against the Bombers. So Caleb Barrow going back to the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 3 with 4 points. First shot is up, in and out, no good. One more chance for Barrow to give the Eagles the lead back. Again, there's 7:03 left on the clock here in this contest. Second shot for Barrow is up. He misses both. Well, the offense rebound, though, is controlled by Hill. But he has the ball knocked away from him, stolen by Benton, and back on the Bombers. Benton gets it across the timeline. Throws it to Bashir's in the right corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. With 6:46 left to play in the game, it is Mountain Home leading Valonia 42-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics at Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
6:46 left to play in the game. Valonia will inbound it, trailing 42-39 to Mountain Home. The Bombers just took that timeout. That was their last 30-second timeout of the contest. They still have 2 full timeouts left. Here is Moran into the front court, and he's going to be fouled. A little too aggressive. Tapped by Talon Benton. That's his fourth personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the second half. Neely takes an inbound pass in the left corner. Now throws it on the low block to Koontz. Up top it goes now to Moran. Moran dribbles toward the right side. Now gives it to Barrel. Barrel dribbling down towards the lane. He's going to go up for the leaning jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Koontz. He throws it to Hill. Now to Barrel. His three-pointer does not go. And this time Benton gets the rebound, and back come the Bombers. 6:10 left in the game. Mountain Home with the ball up by three. Benton dribbles toward the right wing. Gives it to Peters in the corner. Now Peters going into lane for the layup. It will not go, and the rebound controlled by Koontz, and back come the Eagles. Here is Neely into the front court. Throws up top to Moran. To Hill. He's going to try for the three. In and out, no good. Offense rebound for Moran. He goes back up with it. His shot will not go. And this time, Waymire gets the rebound. They're going to call a foul on Waymire? They are. Wow. I thought he was just reaching for the ball. I guess they said he gave him some contact as well. Wow. That is Waymire's third personal foul. Team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the second half. Grant Goers and Trey Kelly checking back into the game for Valonia as Caleb Barrow and Landon Hill will take a seat. Neely will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it into Koontz in the left corner. Now he's going into the lane, going up for the layup. His shot was blocked by Waymire, and he gets the ball and back on the Bombers. Benton into the front court for Mountain Home. He has it up at the top. Dribbles toward the left side, gets it there on the wing to Peters. Now he's about to be double-teamed. He kicks it to Benton near the corner. Now throws it to Cruz at the left elbow. Finds Peters just outside the paint. Now kicks it out to Bashir's on the right wing, and he's going to draw the foul. I believe they're going to get Grant Goers with the trip. That is Goers' second personal foul, team foul number eight against Valonia. So 1-1 coming up for Hunter Bashir's. These will be his first free throw attempts of the evening. Or this, at least the first one. He has 11 points so far tonight. 5:19 left to play in the game as Bashir's first free throw is up and in. So he does earn the bonus. And that makes it a two-possession game with that free throw. One more free throw for Bashir's. Second shot is up. And he gets both. He now has 13 points. It's a 5-point lead for Mountain Home. 44-39 is our score. Here is Kelly into the front court for the Eagles. He throws up top to Koontz. Now Koontz is going to dribble into the lane. Kicks up top to Goers. 5 minutes left to play in the game now. Goers still has it. Drills to the left side. Gives it there on the wing to Moran. His three-pointer is up and in. Long three for Tyler Moran. He now has 5 points. 44-42. Mountain Home leading it. 4:45 left to play. Benton throws it to Peters. Back to Benton. He gets it into the front court now to Bashir's. Bashir's trying to avoid the double team. He kicks it up top to Peters. Now Peters is going to throw it back to Bashir's. Now finds Cruz at the right elbow. Now he's going to head down towards the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Tries to save back to Bashir's. The pass was over his head. It goes out of bounds. And Valonia will get back on the turnover with 4:26 left to play in the game. Koontz is going to take a seat as he is replaced by Corbin Watson. 44-42, Mountain Home on top. Valonia with a chance to tie this game back up or possibly take the lead. Here is Kelly into the front court for the Eagles. He has it on the left side. Finds a cutting Moran now to Watson in the paint. His layup off the glass and in. We're tied up. Corbin Watson with his first 2 points of the night. 44 all our score. Benton into the front court, throwing it to Peters on the left wing. Back to Benton. Now once again to Peters. Cross court to Bashir's on the right side. Now his pass to Cruz on the right elbow. Up and now his ball was knocked away once again. And well, Valonia had the steal for a moment, but now Mountain Home comes back up with it. Here's Benton going into the lane. Now kicks it out to Bashir's in the left corner. Now Bashir's heading towards the lane. His pass is knocked away, stolen by Neely, and back come the Eagles. Now here's Kelly throwing it to Goers. Goers going to find Watson in the lane. His layup is blocked. Mountain Home comes up with the ball. 3.5 minutes left to play in the game. We're tied up at 44. Benton throws it to Peters. Now his pass into the front court is stolen by Goers, and back come the Eagles. Here is Neely heading towards the lane. Now kicks it back out to Goers. He's going to try for the three on the left side. Will not go. Rebound controlled by Benton. And back come the Bombers. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:11 left to play in the game. Mountain Home and Valonia knotted up at 44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Mountain Home takes the timeout after getting the ball after David Waymire blocked the layup. 3:11 left to play in the game. We're tied up at 44 all. Mountain Home just has 1 timeout left. Valonia with 4 timeouts left. It will be Bashir's inbounding the ball to Cruz. Now ball goes to Benton. It's a zone press for Valonia. Benton throws it to Bashir's into the front court. Now goes to Cruz. Back to Bashir's. Over to Benton. Now Ben throws it to Peters, over to Bashir's on the right side. Finds Cruz near the corner, and he dribbles out to the wing. Goes up top to Peters, over to Benton now. Benton goes cross court to Cruz in the left corner. Trying to figure out where to go with it. His pass knocked away, stolen by Valonia. Back come the Eagles. Oh, man. Ball goes up top to Kelly. Finds Neely. Neely looks a little shaken up, but I guess he's okay. 2.5 minutes left to play in the game. Again, we're tied at 44. Neely has it on the left side. Now he's going to give it to Goers there on the wing. Goers is going to dribble into the lane. Now finds Kelly in the low block. His layup will not go. Scramble, fight for the rebound. And the jump ball will be called. And the possession arrow will give the ball to Mountain Home. And the Bombers. I thought the Bombers just took their last timeout, but I guess not. I thought they were about to. Anyways, Garadici is going to come into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Cruz. 2:15 left to play in the game. Mountain Home gets the ball back as, again, we're tied at 44. Bashir's inbounds it to Garadici. Back to Bashir's. Now to Benton. Now Benton gets it to Peters in the front court. Peters finds Waymire in the low block. His layup above the glass and in, and Mountain Home back on top. 22 points for David Waymire. Here is Neely throwing it to Kelly on the left side. Less than 2 minutes left to play. Here's Kelly going into the lane. Now kicks it out to Britton. His three-pointer on the right wing will not go. Rebound controlled by Waymire. And back comes Mountain Home. Benton will walk the ball. Now gives it to Bashir's. Now throws it into the front court to Peters. Back to Benton. Benton has it on the left wing. Up top to Peters. Over to Bashir's now. Lower minute and a half left playing this game. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 2. Ball goes over to Bashir's now. Back to Ben. Cross court to Dici in the left, right corner. Back to Bashir's now to Ben. Finds Peters near the free throw line. Over to Bashir's. Mountain Home looks like right now content to play keep away and try to milk as much of this clock as they can. Now Benton's going to be fouled, and a 1-on-1's coming up for Talon Benton. That foul is on Jordan Britton. That's his first personal foul. This will be the last 1-on-1 for Mountain Home. The next foul will put Mountain Home in the double bonus. Britton will take a seat as he is replaced by Tyler Moran. Talon Benton at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score this evening. And now for Mountain Home, Luke Cruz will check back in as Garadici heads to the bench. Now it's 1:17 left to play this game. It's a 2-point lead for Mountain Home. Talon Benton's at the free throw line to try to add to that. First free throw for Benton is up. No good. He misses the front end, and the rebound's controlled by Corbin Watson. Ooh, but that might have been a big miss. Here's Goers in the front court. He has the ball on the right side. Now he drills toward the free throw line, gives up top to Watson. Watson's heading down towards the lane. Picks up his dribble. Now he has this pass stolen by Peters, and back comes Mountain Home with less than 1 minute left to play in this game. Benton, it throws it to Peters in the front court. 51 seconds left. And now a timeout is going to be called by Mountain Home. They're going to take their last timeout, and we'll take it with them. Exactly 48 seconds left to play. Mountain Home leading Valonia 46-44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Carter's Jewel Chest is closing its current showroom and everything must go. These are the final days of the sale and the deals are tremendous.
Hi, this is Chris Carter, and we are closing our current showroom and expanding to better serve you. So come in and see us now for our best deals ever.
Pay as little as 19 cents on the dollar. Yes, these never-before-seen deals are as little as 19 cents on the dollar. Hurry to Carter's Jewel Chest before these deals are gone. Carter's Jewel Chest in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Well, Mountain Home takes their final timeout of the contest. With 48 seconds left to play in the game, they lead Valonia 46-44. Hunter Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass for the Bombers on the near sideline. He gets into Peters and back to Bashirs, and we are back underway. Throws it to Benton, now to Peters, over to Cruz, now to Bashirs. Now he's going to be fouled, and two shots are coming up for Hunter Bashirs with 39.1 seconds left. That foul is on Hunter Neely. That's his second personal foul, the 10th team foul against Valonia, and again, that does put the Bombers in the double bonus. Hunter Bashirs so far 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 13 points. First shot for Bashirs here is up and in. David Waymire checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Garadici. And if Bashirs hits his second free throw, this will be a two-possession game. Again, there's 39.1 seconds left on the clock. Bashirs' second free throw is up, and he gets both. He now has 15. 48-44, Mountain Home leading it. Back comes Valonia. Trey Kelly into the front court, throwing it to Moran in the corner, the left corner, that is. Trying to decide where to go with it. Now he dribbles out to the wing. Now he's heading back towards the lane. He's going to be fouled by Talon Benton, and Benton is done. Benton just fouled out of this game. That is Benton's fifth personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home. So Benton's going to head to the bench as he is replaced by Garadici. 27.4 seconds left to play in the game. And that was not a shooting foul. That was the last foul Mountain Home had to give. Hunter Neely will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Again, it's a four-point Mountain Home lead. Neely looks to inbound it, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Watson in the left corner to Kelly. Kelly is going to try to throw it across court, and this pass is stolen by Garadici. And he throws to Bashirs, who's quickly fouled in the backcourt with 18.7 seconds left. That foul is on Hunter Neely. This is his third personal foul. Again, Mountain Home already in the double bonus, so Hunter Bashirs goes back to the free throw line where he's 4-4 with 15 points. First shot for Bashirs here is up and in. So Mountain Home on poised to win their third straight, their fifth out of their last six games. Second shot for Bashirs is good. He is perfect from the free throw line, 6-6 with 17 points. Back comes Valonia. Here's Goers back the other way with 15 seconds. He's going to throw it to Neely. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Scramble for the rebound. Oh, they're going to call Colton Peters with the foul there, and a one-and-one's coming up for Valonia with 10.8 seconds left. Colton Peters picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number seven against Mountain Home. So Trey Kelly will be at the free-throw line for the one-and-one opportunity. This will be his first free-throw attempt of the night. He has 3 points so far this evening. Corbin Watson checking out of the game to be replaced by Jordan Britton. So Terry Kelly at the free throw line. Right now it's a six-point lead for Mountain Home, but Kelly at the free throw line to try to cut into that. First shot for Kelly is up. No good. He misses the front end. Peters gets the rebound. And he's going to be fouled in the backcourt, and looks like if he just hits one free throw, it'll be a three-possession game, and that should pretty much seal the deal. There are exactly 9 seconds left on the clock in this game. That foul is on Hunter Neely, his fourth personal foul. So two shots for Colton Peters. He is so far 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 9 points. First free throw for Peters, in and out, no good. One more free throw coming up for Colton Peters to try to make it a three-possession game. Second shot is up. He misses both. The rebound controlled by Kelly. He throws it to Goers. 6 seconds left. Goers going toward there for the three-pointer. Way too strong. No good. Rebound for Waymeyer. He's going to throw it away, and the ball game is over. Mountain Home gets the victory. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeats Valonia 50-44. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Timmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event.